Okay, we continue. We're in 2 Corinthians 3.
Teise Korintse kolm. Jätkuvalt.
We want to go to verse 16, 17 and 18.
Lähme vielä 16. salmist edasi.
Paul is talking about the glory.
Paulus räägib aust.
For lack of a better word, of the new covenant of the New Testament.
Parema sõna tähendab ja.
Okay. That's okay. That's, by the way. Now, verse 16.
Psalm 16.
Nevertheless,
aga,
when it shall turn to the Lord,
kui nende süda pöördub isanda poole,
the veil will be taken away.
Siis võetakse katte ära.
So,
another little thing that we can add to our table here.
Teine asi, mida me võime siin lauale tähendab tabelisse lisada,
is veiled.
On kate.
In other words, simply just meaning unable to see.
Teisi sõnu, sa oled võimetu nägema.
So this would be sight.
See on nägemine.
And maybe we could say understanding.
Ja võib-olla võiks ka öelda aru saamine. Mõistmine.
Jesus many times said to his disciples, fear not.
Jeesus ütles sageli oma jüngritele, et ärge kartke.
Believe.
Uskuge.
Yeah.
But also many times he said, why don't you understand?
Aga sageli ta ütles ka, et miks te ei mõista?
Why can't you see?
Kuidas te ei näe?
Eh? Okay, so understanding and sight.
Nii et mõistmine ja nägemine.
Now it says, now the Lord is that spirit.
Nii et issand on
the administration of the spirit.
Siin on see vaimu teenistus.
It's the administration of the Lord.
See on ja siis seaduse teenistus.
Right. And where the spirit of the Lord is,
vabandus, see on issanda vaim. Ja seal, kus on issanda vaim,
there is liberty.
Seal on vabadus.
Right. So another thing we could add in here is liberty.
Nii et üks asi, mis me võiksime veel siia lisada, on vabadus.
And it wouldn't be wrong to add in here bondage.
Ja siia ei oleks vale lisada orjus.
Scripturally. Yeah. According to Galatians.
Galaatia kirja põhjal.
So now he's saying that what the new covenant produces.
Aga nüüd mis ta ütleb, et mida see uus leping toodab?
It produces a liberty.
See toodab vabadust.
Now, about 30 years ago,
umbes 30 aastat tagasi,
35 years ago,
35,
I was of the opinion
mulle oli arvamus,
that this word liberty,
et sõna vabadus,
means that I can now come to church,
tähendas seda, et ma võin nüüd tulla kogudusse
with my jeans.
Oma teksades.
And I truly believe that.
Ja ma tõesti uskusin seda.
I truly believe that and it might involve that.
Ja see võib endast seda kaasata.
But I can promise you this is not what Paul is talking about.
Aga ma luban teile, et see ei ole see, millest Paulus räägib.
It might include the freedom to come as you are.
See võib kaasata endast seda, et vabadus tunne nii, nagu sa oled.
But I suspect it's a very small little facet.
Aga ma kahtlustan, et see on väga väike osa sellest.
Of what this liberty, Christian liberty, is really about.
Mida see kristlik vabadus tähendab siis.
And I want to say something that maybe I'm not, well, maybe you've never heard someone say.
Ja ma tahan öelda midagi võibolla, mida sa ei ole kunagi kuulnud kedagi ütlemas.
Maybe you've seen this for yourself.
Võibolla sa oled ise näinud seda.
That Christian liberty,
et kristlik vabadus,
is not only about not having to follow certain rules.
Ei ole ainult selles, et sa ei pea teatud reegleid järgima.
But in the context of 2 Corinthians and especially these last three verses.
Aga selle teise korintlaste kirja kontekstis, eriti nende kolme salmis osas.
It is to be free.
See tähendab olla vaba.
To become.
Et saada. Kelleks siit?
To be free.
Olla vaba.
To become.
Et saada.
And you'll see why I say that in a moment.
Ja ma ütlen seda.
Because when you're under this administration.
Sest kui sa oled selle teenistuse all.
You are not free.
Siis sa ei ole vaba.
Yeah. To become.
Et saada.
But under this administration.
Mitte midagi saada endale, vaid kellekski saada. Aga selle teenistuse all.
You have been made free.
Sind on tehtud vabaks.
To become.
Et saada kellekski või midagi või millekski.
Where the Spirit of the Lord works.
Seal, kus Issanda vaim toimib.
There's progress.
Seal on progress või edasi minek.
Progress according to God's plan.
Edasi minek Jumala plaanide kohaselt.
Now, verse 18.
Salm 18.
The most important verse.
Kõige olulisem salm.
It is the center point.
See on see keskpunkt.
It is the point.
See ongi see mõte, point.
Of this chapter.
Kogu sellele peatükile.
It is, you know, Paul writes in this way.
Paulus kirjutab sellisel viisil.
And we see this right throughout his scriptures, his writings.
Ta kirjutab oma kirjutistes.
That Paul builds in his writing.
Paulus builds. Ehitab.
He puts in a brick here of and there, and then he has a logical argument here, and then an argument here.
Ta ehitab telliskivi haaval üks argument siin ja siis siin ja siin.
And he builds, and then he comes to the crescendo. He comes to what he really wanted to say.
Ja siis ta ehitab kuni jõuab selle crescendoni või selle kõrg.
And now it has context.
Mis ta tahtis öelda? Ja nüüd selles kontekstis.
In other words, what I'm saying is that verse 18.
Et teisisõnu ma tahan öelda, et salm 18.
Shouldn't just be read in isolation.
Seda ei tohi lugeda ainult isoleerituna.
And when you read scriptures in isolation, you interpret them any way you like.
Kui sa loed salme isoleerituna või eraldatuna, siis sa loed sinna sisse ükskõik, mida sa sulle just
meeldib. But when you read them in their proper context,
aga kui sa loed neid nende õiges kontekstis,
it's much harder to misinterpret them.
Siis on neid palju raskem valesti tõlgendada.
Look at verse 8.
Vaatame salmi 18.
He says, but.
Ta ütleb, aga.
He's talking about Moses and what Moses' glory produced. What the old covenant produced.
Ta on rääkinud Moosesest ja sellest, mida see oli esile toonud ja vanast lepingust, mis see oli esile toonud.
And now he says, but.
Ja nüüd ta ütleb, aga.
He is about to give us the contrast.
Ta annab meile nüüd kontrasti.
The almost the opposite.
Peaaegu, et vastandi.
In fact, he's going to show us the reality of that shadow.
Ja tegelikult ta annab meile the reality of that
shadow.
Ta annab meile selle varju reaalsuse.
He says, but we all,
aga meid kõiki,
with an open face,
kes me avatud palgega või katmata palgega,
because where the spirit is, the veil is taken away.
Sest seal, kus on valim, seal on kate eemaldatud.
So for the first time, it can actually be seen and understood.
Nii et esimest korda tegelikult on võimalik mõista ja aru saada ja
with
näha.
An unveiled face.
Katmata palgega.
With much better clarity.
Palju suurema selgusega.
We are looking.
Me vaatame.
Now we're going to draw a picture here. Nii pictures are wonderful things.
Pildid on imelised asjad, me joonistame pildi.
Here is Slava.
Siin on Slava.
Look how thin he is.
Vaata kui kõhnad on.
And strong.
Ja tugev ka.
Very long neck.
Väga pika kaelaga.
I will remember this.
You will remember.
Ma pean seda meeles.
This is a picture of somebody looking in a mirror.
See on keegi, kes vaatab peeglisse.
I know that some of you look in the mirror more than others.
Ma tean, et mõned teist vaatavad peeglisse rohkem kui teised.
But looking in the mirror is an interesting experience.
Aga peeglisse vaatamine on huvitav kogemus.
Because when you look at the mirror at first glance,
kui sa peeglit esmakordselt vaatad,
all you see is the color of the hair, the eyes.
Siis sa näed silma, juuste värvi, silmade värvi.
You see the body shape and
näed keha kuju.
The good and the bad.
Head ja halba.
But then you look a little bit longer.
Aga siis sa vaatad veidi kauem.
And you see the person.
Ja siis sa näed seda isikut.
Yeah? I'm talking about yourself looking in the mirror.
Ma räägin, kui sa ise vaatad peeglisse ennast.
And if you look long enough in that mirror,
ja kui sa piisavalt kaua vaatad
sinna peeglisse, you start asking, who are you?
Siis sa hakkad küsima, et kes sa oled.
And it goes deeper than what color your hair is and what fashion you're wearing and what shoes you're wearing.
Ja see läheb sügavamale kui see, et milline sa välja näed või mis riided sul seljas või kingad jalas.
Body shape you have.
Või milline keha kuju sul on.
And it's really a face-to-face meeting with yourself.
Ja see on selline palgesse kohtumine ise endaga.
Where you have to face all of your mistakes.
Kus sa pead kõigi oma nende vigadega või puudustega vastakuti seisma.
Yeah. All of your failures.
Kõigi läbi kukkumistega.
Your victories.
Su võidud.
Your shortcomings.
Su puudujäägid.
And that it's a face-to-face situation.
See on selline näost näkku kohtumine, olukord.
Therefore we can also metaphorically we can look in the mirror.
Ja siis ka metafooriliselt me võime vaadata peeglisse.
I think like the famous Michael Jackson song.
Nagu see kuulus Michael Jacksoni laul Mees peeglis.
That song is about facing yourself and asking yourself, what have you done?
See laul räägib iseendaga vastakuti seismisest ja küsid, et mis sa teinud oled.
And what have you become?
Ja kelleks sa saanud oled.
Now Paul uses the same type of idea here.
Ja Paulus kasutab siin seda sama tüüpi ideed.
He says all of us.
Ta ütleb, et meie kõik.
All of us.
Me kõik.
With open face for the first time being able to see.
Avatud palgega esimest korda me oleme võimelised nägema.
We look into this mirror.
Me vaatame sellesse peeglisse.
Mirror. And it says this, it says, we with open face we behold as in a glass.
Kes me katmata palgega vaatleme isenda kirkust peegeldumas või nagu
yeah. When you in the English language when you use the word as
English keeles kasutad sõna it, kui sa kasutad sõna
it,
nagu
it means that
nagu,
you are making a comparison
siis right, sa teed so, võrdluse
you are as clever as Einstein
sa oled sama tark nagu Einstein
you're not Einstein
sa ei ole Einstein
but you're as clever
sa oled sama tark nii nagu
so Paul is not talking about the physical mirror
nii et Paulus ei räägi füüsilisest peeglist
but Paul is using that experience of looking in the mirror as an example as a metaphor
aga ta räägib sellest peeglisse vaatamisest nagu metafoori
and he's extracting spiritual truth from it
ja ta võtab sellest vaimulike tõde
and this is what he says
ja siis ta ütleb nii
as in a mirror
nii nagu peeglis
we are beholding
me vaatleme
the glory of the Lord
Isanda kirkust või isanda au.
Okay, so we're gonna walk this through slowly and there's a reason why I want to go very slow here.
Me lähme siin väga aeglaselt ja siin on põhjus, miks ma väga aeglaselt tahan minna.
Because Paul says that when we look,
Paulus ütleb, et kui me vaatame,
what do we see?
Mida me näeme?
What does he say we see?
Mis ta ütleb, mida me näeme seal?
He says we see the glory.
Ta ütleb, et me näeme
The Lord.
Isanda au.
That's what we see.
Seda me näeme.
It's interesting, at least.
Väga huvitav vähemalt.
It's confusing.
Segadust tekitab.
It's slightly confusing because when I get in front of the mirror and I
Väheke segadust tekitab, sest kui mina peegli ette lähen.
Have that face-to-face moment, I don't really look at myself as the glory of the Lord.
Ja mul on see palgesse kohtumine, siis ma ei näe oma nägu nagu isenda au.
But Paul says that when we come to the mirror of and we know many in other places.
Ja Paulus ütleb, aga et kui me tuleme peegli ette ja ka teistes kohtades.
The scriptures is also used as the mirror we look into.
On kasutatakse ka pühakirja või piiblit selle peeglina.
We come to this glass to this mirror.
Ja kui me tuleme selle peegli ette.
What we see.
Mida me näeme?
Is the doxa of the Lord.
On isanda doxa au.
We see the reputation of God.
Näeme Jumala mainet. Reputatsiooni.
It's indicative of those deepest moments of true prayer.
You said a very
It's an example.
See on näide.
Not an example. It's indicative.
Indikatiivne. See viitab, jah.
Those deepest moments of prayer.
Need on viitab nende kõige sügavamatele palvehetkedele.
When our character When we come, let me say it this way, when we come face to face with the Lord.
Kui me tuleme palgest palgesse issanda ette.
when we see his nature and we realize our nature.
Kui me näeme tema loomust ja me taipame oma loomust.
When we become aware of his character and we also become aware of our character.
Me, kus me saame teadlikust tema karakterist ja teadlikust oma karakterist.
They are humbling moments.
Need on alandlikuks tegevad hetked.
And those moments our shortcomings shout at us.
Ja nendel hetkedel meie puudused nagu karjuvad meie peale.
Yeah. It's those moments.
Need on need hetked.
He says, we see, we behold as in a glass the glory of the Lord.
Ja seal öeldakse, et kui me vaatame peegeldumas, siis me näeme seal lihtsalt au.
And then this.
Ja siis see.
We.
Meie.
We are changed.
Meie saame muudetud.
I recently did a series on stewardship.
Ma tegin hiljuti seeria majapidamisest või mis asja? Hoolepidamine. No jah, et sa oled hea majapidaja millelegi.
And one of the sessions were on stewarding change.
Ja on see
steward, you're having a problem with that.
I know, aga ühesõnaga, et kuidas olla heaks majapidajaks muutusele või kuidas seda hästi majandada?
Okay. There is one thing that is constant for us. This is a very good cliche. It's change.
Üks järjepidev asi, mis meie elus on muutus.
But this is also true spiritually.
Aga see on tõde ka vaimulikult.
Is that as we take the time.
Kui me võtame aega.
As we take the courage.
Ja võtame julgust.
To come face to face with God.
Et tulla palgest palgesse Jumalaga kohtuma.
The result is change.
Siis selle tulemus on muutus.
That's the correct result is change, right?
Siis õige tulemus sellele on muutus.
Change into what?
Ja muutus millesse või milleks me muutume?
We are changed.
Meid muudetakse.
Into the same image.
Samaks pildiks või samaks kujuks.
You know these scriptures.
Te teate neid kirjakohti.
Yeah. As we look at the glory of God.
Kui me vaatame Jumala au.
As a people we actually become aware of who he is.
Siis inimestena me saame tegelikult teadlikuks sellest, kes tema on.
How he is.
Kuidas ta on.
And believe me this, I believe there's a lot more to find out.
Ja ma usun, et veel palju on, mida teada saab.
As we engage in that.
Kui me nagu selles
there is a process of change that grips us.
Kaasame ennast sellesse, siis üks muutuse protsess hakkab meis toimima.
And we are being changed.
Ja meid muudetakse.
Amen.
Into the same image.
Selleks samaks, sarnaseks, samaks kujuks.
What is this image?
Mis on see kuju?
Oh, it's the glory of God.
See on Jumala au.
I want to write a little formula here. It's a formula that changed my life.
Ma tahan siia nüüd ühe väikse valemi kirjutada. See on valemi, mis minu elu muutus.
Glory.
Muutis minu elu.
Is an image.
Au on kuju. On üks kuju. Auhiidlus on üks kuju.
As we look at the glory of the Lord.
Kui me vaatame Jumala au.
We are changed.
Siis meid muudetakse.
Into the same.
Samasuguseks.
But now he doesn't call it glory, he says image.
Aga ta ei nimeta seda siis sel juhul enam auks, ta nimetab seda kujuks.
Let me put it to you a little bit in more familiar terms.
Panen natukene tuttavamasse.
The glory of God.
Jumala au.
Is the image of God.
On Jumala kuju.
A little bit more familiar?
On tuttavam.
Anyone ever read Genesis?
On keegi esimest Mooses raamatut lugend? Yes.
This is why we exist.
Selle pärast me oleme üldse olemas.
We are the image.
Meie oleme.
And the likeness.
Jumala kuju ja sarnasus.
Of our Father.
Oma isa kuju ja sarnasus. Yeah.
And what Paul does here is he kind of explains to us.
Ja mida Paulus siin teeb on see, et ta selgitab.
what the new covenant will produce. It will produce that full image.
Mida uus leping toodab? Ta toodabki seda uut kuju.
But the best part about this little scripture here is that it tells us, it gives us a window of sight.
Aga mida see parim osa selle kirjakoha juures, mida see esile toob, on see, et ta avab meile nagu akna, et me näeme.
Into what is meant by glory.
Sellesse, mida tähendatakse või mida peeti silmas selle au all.
In other words, when Paul speaks of the glory which shall be revealed in us,
kui Paulus räägib aust, mis saab meie sees ilmutatud,
at least we have now a reference point.
Vähemalt nüüd meil on siin see viitekoht.
Another connecting point.
Veel üks selline ühenduskoht.
To actually understand what that means.
Et päriselt mõista, mida see tähendab.
It is the image of God.
See on Jumala kuju.
That is being formed within us.
Mis meie sees saab esile toodud või mis kujundatakse meie sees.
Tempted to go to Genesis, but I'm going to resist the temptation.
Mul on kiusatus minna esimese Moose raamatusse, aga ma seisan selle kiusatusele vastu.
The word image in the New Testament.
See sõna kuju või image Uues Testamentis.
Like.
Tähendab sarnasust.
It's simple, it's like.
See on sarnane nagu.
It means like.
Sarnane.
The Old Testament equivalent would be what is in Genesis mentioned as the likeness.
Vana Testamendi võrdus sellele ongi esimese Moose raamatus sarnasus.
Because in Genesis it is said.
Esimese Moose raamatus öeldakse.
Moses records by the spirit of wisdom.
Mooses kirjutab üles tarkuse vaimu kaudu.
That the purpose for the existence of man.
Et inimese eksisteerimise eesmärk
is to be the image and the likeness of God.
On olla Jumala kuju ja sarnasus.
That's the reason why we exist.
See on põhjus, miks me eksisteerime.
From there flows certain things.
Ja sealt esile tulevad, voolavad välja veel teatud asjad.
The idea of taking care of the earth.
Maa eest hoolitsemine.
The Genesis word of subduing the earth.
Ja siis maa alistamine, mis on esimese Moose raamatus.
Those are consequences.
Need on tagajärjed.
Of our primary purpose for existence.
Yeah. Mis on meie esmasest eksisteerimise eesmärgist on need tagajärjed.
Our primary purpose for existence is not to do something.
Meie esimene eesmärk ei ole midagi teha.
Doing is important.
Yeah. Tegemine on oluline.
I don't advocate for just being.
Ma ei räägi lihtsalt sellest, et me peame lihtsalt olema.
That's an imbalance.
See ei ole tasakaalus.
I believe in doing.
Ma usun tegemisse.
Right. But our primary purpose is to become something.
Aga meie esmane eesmärk on saada.
And the best way that Moses could record this.
Ja parim viis, kuidas Mooses võis selle üles kirjutada.
Was using the two words likeness and image.
Oli kasutada kahte sõnu sarnasus ja kuju.
And I want to spend a couple of moments I think on that today.
Ja ma tahan mõne hetke võtta selle jaoks.
I'm not going to turn to Genesis.
Ma ei tee esimese Moose raamatut lahti.
Because I know that you know those scriptures.
Sest ma tean, et te teate neid kirjakohti.
But I want to spend a little bit of time just on the words likeness and image.
Aga tahan lihtsalt paar hetke võtta, et nende kahte sõna vaadata sarnasus ja kuju.
They're two different things.
Kaks erinevat asja.
The word likeness.
See sõna sarnasus.
Is kind of like the easy one.
On lihtne.
It means like.
See tähendab nagu, nii nagu.
If my son was here.
Kui mu poeg oleks siin.
You would most probably say if you get to know him a little bit.
Siis sa ilmselt ütleksid, kui teda natuke tunma õpiksid.
It's just like his dad.
Et ta on täpselt nagu oma isa.
In my case, he's got some of my good attributes, but also unfortunately some of my bad attributes.
Tal on mõned minu head omadused, aga mõned ka halvad omadused kahjuks.
But the point is that there's a likeness there.
Aga mõte on selles, et seal on sarnasus.
Yeah. When God says, humble yourself.
Kui Jumal ütleb, et alandage end.
He's not saying that so that he would have a lot of humble people easily. He's not saying that so that he can manage us more easily because we're all so very humble.
siis ta ei ütle seda selleks, et tal oleks palju alandlikke inimesi, keda seda saab siis väga lihtsalt niimoodi suunata.
He is calling for
kergesti hakkama.
He is calling for humility.
Ta kutsub esile alandlikkust.
I'm gonna shock you.
Nii ma šokeerin teid.
Because it's who he is.
Selle tõttu, kes tema on, sest tema on see.
When he calls for love.
Kui ta kutsub meis esile armastust või
It's not so that he can manage the earth much easier if everyone loves one another.
Siis see ei ole selleks, et ta saab maaga kergemini hakkama, kui kõik teineteist armastavad.
It's because of who he is.
Vaid see on selle tõttu, et see on see, kes tema on.
When he calls for kindness.
Kui ta kutsub või ootab meilt lahkust.
It's because of who he is.
Siis see on selle tõttu, kes tema on.
When he calls for long suffering.
Ja samamoodi pika meelega.
It's because of who he is.
Selle tõttu, kes tema on see.
God is calling us to walk in his likeness.
Jumal kutsub meid käima tema sarnasuses.
Franz, that cannot happen.
Franz, see küll ei saa juhtuda.
I didn't say this.
I, sorry.
It's not my idea.
See pole minu mõte ju. Mina ei öelnud seda.
It's his idea.
See on tema mõte.
Is the idea that a son would look like his dad.
See on see mõte, et poeg näeks oma isa moodi välja.
And I believe this is why Jesus.
Ja sellepärast Jeesus.
The prophets.
Prophetid.
The apostles.
Apostlid.
All of them conjure up this idea. Wrong word. They use the idea.
Kasutavad seda ideed.
Of us being the children of God.
Et meie oleme Jumala lapsed.
Because there's an inherent expectation.
Sest selles on üks nagu pärilik ootus
in children.
Selles ja lastes on üks pärilik ootus.
To follow the example of their parents.
Et nad järgiksid oma vanemate eeskuju.
This is why the New Testament.
Sellepärast Uus Testament.
No longer just looks at us as servants.
Ei vaata meid enam kui teenijaid.
You don't need a servant doesn't need to be like his master to get the job done.
Teenija ei pea olema oma isanda sarnane, et tööd ära teha.
He gets paid.
Ta saab palka.
He follows instructions.
Ta täidab juhiseid.
And he goes home.
Ja läheb koju.
But children do not it doesn't work like that with children.
Aga lastega see nii ei toimi.
Children follow an example.
Lapsed järgivad eeskuju.
Children have a built-in mechanism that says I want to be like my parents.
Lastel on nagu sisse ehitatud mehhanism, mis ütleb, et ma tahan oma vanemat.
A father like a parent or a mother for that case.
Ja isa või ema lapsevanemana.
Raises their children to follow suit.
Kasvatab oma lapsi üles järgnema.
This is why Paul would go to extremities.
Sellepärast Paulus läheb äärmustesse.
To say in Galatians.
Öeldes Galaatia kirjas.
You are no longer servants.
Te ei ole enam orjad.
Teenijad. Paul, wait.
Oota nüüd, Paulus.
No.
Ei.
He says it.
Ta ütleb nii.
You are no longer servants.
Te ei ole enam teenijad.
But now you are sons.
Aga nüüd te olete pojad.
Right. And that change is it's a change in our perspective.
See on muutus meie perspektiivis.
Not in God.
Mitte Jumala.
You know, you don't have a baby.
Sul ei ole ju beebit.
You don't have a child.
Või last.
And think is your servant.
Ja sa ei mõtle temast kui oma sulasest või teine.
Suddenly at some point you change your mind, you say, oh, you know what, actually you're my son.
Ja siis ühel hetkel sa järgku muudad oma meelt ja ütled, et kuule tead, tegelikult sa oled ma poeg.
That's not how this works.
Niimoodi ei toimi see.
Amen. It is us.
See oleme meie.
Who have to grow up and realize.
Kes peab kasvama üles ja mõistma.
That our identity is not rooted.
Et meie identiteet ei ole juurdunud.
In the kind of an idea of an employee.
Sellise nagu töövõtja identiteedis, et me oleme palgasaajad tema.
But our identity really is rooted.
vaid meie identiteet on juurdunud
in the eternal principle.
Igaveses printsiibis.
That we are the children of our father.
Et me oleme oma isa lapsed.
And it's as we grow older.
Ja kui me kasvame vanemaks.
Our service.
Meie teenistus.
Is no longer from a place of I want to get paid.
Ei ole sellest lähtuvalt, et ma tahan neid selle kontamaks.
But I want my blessing.
Ma tahan, ma teenin sind, aga ma tahan oma õnnistust.
I'll do it, I want my breakthrough.
Ma tahan oma läbimurret. Ma tein ära, aga ma tahan.
Our service now is from a place of love from a son to a father.
Meie teenimine on nüüd sellest poja armastusest isa vastu.
Yeah. I love coffee.
Ma armastan kohvi.
In fact, I forgot I actually had coffee.
Unustasin ära, et mul ongi kohvi.
And at my house.
Ja meie kodus.
I have a coffee machine.
On meil kohvimasin.
It's a nice one. You press the button and the coffee comes out.
Selline kena, millele vajutad ainult nupule ja tuleb kohvi.
And we have a ritual at home.
Ja meil on üks rituaal kodus.
In the mornings we have coffee.
Meil on kohvi.
We get up in half an hour before the time and the whole family comes together in the lounge.
Ärkame pool tundi varem ja kõik pere tuleb seal elutuppa kokku.
We have coffee.
Ja oleme kohvi.
So for the first couple of years of my children's life, I and my wife, we make the coffee.
Esimesed aastad, kui lapsed olid, me naisega tegime kohvi.
And then when my son came to about the age of 8.
Ja kui mu poeg jõudis, sai umbes 8-aastaseks.
It's important for me that my children learn how to take responsibility.
Minu jaoks on oluline, et meie lapsed õpivad vastutust võtna.
That they learn how to serve.
Õpivad, kuidas teenida.
So I would insist.
Ja siis ma nõudsin seda. Või olin selles.
Daniel, you're making the coffee this morning.
Ütlesin oma pojale, et Daniel, sina teed mulle kohvi täna.
I don't know how to.
Isi, ma ju ei oska.
I showed you yesterday.
Ma eile näitasin sulle.
I'm tired.
Ma olen väsinud.
Daniel, go make your dad a cup of coffee.
Daniel, mine tee oma isale üks tass kohvi.
For about 2 years.
Umbes 2 aastat.
Every time I wanted coffee.
Iga kord, kui ma tahtsin kohvi.
Most of them I made myself.
Enam kord ma tegin seda ise.
But now and again.
Aga nüüd aega ajalt.
I said, Daniel.
Ma ütlen, Daniel.
What about a coffee for dad?
Kuidas oleks see tassi kohviga isale?
And the face would drop.
Ja siis nägu läheb veel pikaks.
You know, he's busy with much more exciting things.
Samal ajal ta nüüdatud palju põnevamate asjadega.
But he goes, he makes the coffee, brings it to me.
Aga läheb, teeb kohvi, toob mulle.
Thank you very much.
Mõtlen, aitäh.
I appreciate it.
Ma väga hindan seda.
But you know what I realized?
Aga tead, mis ma mõissin?
Is that for about 2 years?
Et umbes 2 aastat.
He never made me a coffee.
Ta kunagi ei teinud mulle kohvi.
Out of his own.
Ise omast algatusest.
I had to ask.
Ma pidin küsima.
Sometimes I had to bribe.
Mõnikord ma pidin alge maksu maksma.
You would say, Dad, I'm going to make you a coffee, but can I please have extra screen time?
Ta ütles, jah, okei, isa, ma teen sulle kohvi, aga kas ma saaks natuke rohkem arvutis olla?
Does that translate, yeah? Extra screen time?
Yeah.
iPad, yeah. Sometimes I would say, okay.
Ma ütlesin mõnikord, et okei.
He's my son.
Ta on minu poeg.
But he was thinking like a servant.
Aga ta mõtles nagu sulane.
One day.
Ühel päeval.
We were sitting on the couch.
Istusime diivani peal.
And I don't know what we were doing.
Ja ma ei tea, mis me tegime.
And he looked at me.
Ta vaatas mind.
And he said.
Ja ütles.
Dad, would you like a coffee?
Isa, kas sa tahaksid kohvi?
And at first I wanted to believe that this was true.
Alguses ma tahtsin uskuda, et see on tõsi.
Then I said, what do you want?
Ma küsisin, mis sina tahad?
He says, no, I want to make you a coffee.
Ei, ma tahan sulle kohvi teha.
I said, really?
Kas tõesti?
I didn't ask why.
Ma ei küsinud, miks.
I know why.
Ma tean, miks.
Made me a coffee.
Ta tegi mulle kohvi.
I didn't have to ask.
Ma ei pidanud küsima.
There was some love going on there.
Seal oli armastus.
He's busy realizing.
Tema taipas.
Who he is.
Kes ta on.
Yeah. Amen.
He's busy realizing.
Tema järsku taipas või.
That he is my son.
Et ta on mu poeg.
Yeah.
My boy.
Mu poiss.
Many of us.
Mis tähendab meie?
We live the Christian life.
Me elame kristliku elu.
We bribe God.
Me nõuame nagu me kaupleme Jumalaga.
For our service.
Oma et mis on meie kasu või.
Sometimes as pastors we are the most guilty.
Mõnikord pastoritena me oleme kõige rohkem süüdi.
God is not looking for servants.
Jumal ei otsi sulaseid teenijaid.
When you have children, is that why we have children?
Kas sellepärast meil on lapsed?
You're looking for someone to cut the grass.
Otsid või tahad kedagi, kes muru niida.
Clean the pool.
Koristaks basseini ära.
Is that why we have children?
Kas sellepärast meil on lapsed?
You know this not.
Sa tead, et see ei ole tõsi.
Our primary reason for existence.
Meie peamine põhjus eksisteerimisele või olemas olemisele
is the image and the likeness of God.
On Jumala sarnasus ja kuju.
And all forms of service that come from that.
Ja igasugune teenimine, mis sellest esile tuleb.
Because of our love for him.
On selle, on meie armastuse pärast Jumala
vastu. If as a church we could only get there.
Kui kogudusena me jõuaksime vaid sinna.
We're at the beginning.
Siis me oleme alguses.
Of our journey.
Oma rännaku alguses.
But it seems to me like we're still struggling.
Aga mulle tundub, et meil on veel raskusi seal.
We're struggling.
Meil on raskusi.
Likeness means to be like.
Sarnasus tähendab olla millegi sarnane.
But the word image.
Aga sõna kuju.
Is the Hebrew word tselem.
On heebra keele sõna tselem.
This word does not mean photo.
See sõna ei tähenda foto.
Photo image.
Foto pilt.
Yeah. Some people think, I did myself.
Ma ise arvasin ka.
When the Bible says we are the image of God.
Et kui Biibel ütleb, et me oleme Jumala kuju.
Or we are made in the image of God.
Või meid on tehtud Jumala kuju sarnaseks.
That God.
Et Jumal.
With respect.
Austusega.
He looked in the mirror.
Vaatas peeglisse.
Took a photo.
Tegi foto.
And made something that looked like him.
Ja tegi midagi, mis oli tema moodi.
It's not what that word means.
See ei ole see, mis see sõna tähendab.
It's not what it means.
Seda see ei tähenda.
The word selem.
See sõna selem.
Means to be a representative.
Tähendab olla esindaja
of something or someone.
Millestki või kellestki.
Simply put. Esindaja. Simply put.
Lihtsate sõnade.
At its root.
Ja oma juure poolest.
It can also be translated as the shadow of something.
Võib seda tõlkida ka millegi varjuna.
And if you think about that, I don't know if I can actually cast the proper shadow in there.
Ma ei tea, kas ma siin nüüd õiget varju saan kätte.
You know, I'm so thin, that's why I can't. Okay, here I am. I'm the real deal, okay?
Ma olen siin päris asi.
But on this floor.
Aga siin põrandal.
My shadow is there.
Mu vari on siin.
It represents me.
See esindab mind.
In the realm of shadows.
Selles varjudes väris.
In the flat world. Right. It represents me when I move, it moves.
Et kui mina liigutan, siis see liigutab.
But it exists because of me.
Aga see eksisteerib minu tõttu.
I don't exist because of it.
Mina ei eksisteeri selle
vastu. It's because I am that that is.
Sest, sorry.
It's because I am that the shadow can be.
Yeah, just selle tõttu, et mina olen võib vari olla.
And so it is supposed to represent me fully. When I move, it's supposed to move.
Ja selle tõttu see saab mind täielikult esindada, sest kui mina liigutan, siis tema liigutab.
That's kind of at a very elementary level what the word selem really means.
See on nüüd see algeline tasand sellest, mida see sõna tähendab või esmane.
But more functionally, it means to represent someone.
Aga oma toimimise poolest või ja mida see selem tähendab on, et midagi esindab.
And by extension to represent someone in another realm.
Ja et seda laiendada, siis sõna tähendust, siis see tähendab ka, et see eksisteerib teises sfääris.
Okay, so let me give an example.
Toon näite.
If you have a business.
Kui sul on äri.
And you appoint a manager.
Ja sa määrad ühe manageri või juhi.
Right.
Juhataja.
Let's say a restaurant.
Ütleme restoran.
You have a restaurant manager.
Sul on restorani.
The restaurant juhataja. Manager is Selen.
See restoran juhataja on Selen.
So you don't have to be at the restaurant all the time.
Sina ei pea olema restoranis kogu aeg.
But you have someone at the restaurant.
Aga sul on kedagi restoranis.
That is accurately able.
Kes on täpselt võimeline.
To enforce your rules, your guidelines, your principles.
Jõustuva kõiki sinu juhiseid ja reegleid ja printsiipe.
That's the idea of Tselem.
See on see Tselemi idee.
God in this way has put us on earth.
Ja samamoodi on Jumal pannud meid siia maa peale.
It's like his restaurant.
See on nagu tema restoran.
And we've been placed as managers of the restaurant.
Ja meid on saadud tema restaurani manageri.
Now, whether we are good managers.
Kas me nüüd oleme need head juhatajad?
Or bad managers.
Või halvad juhatajad.
We are still managers.
Oleme ikkagi juhatajad.
But we are really more than just managers.
Aga me oleme tegelikult rohkem kui ainult juhatajad.
Because we have not just been called to represent him.
Sest meid ei ole kutsutud ainult teda esindama.
At the restaurant.
Restoranis.
We are also called to be like him.
Vaid meid on kutsutud olema ka sarnasuses.
So that's the best combination.
See on see parim kombinatsioon.
That you can have in someone that you delegate something to.
Et sul on kedagi, kellele sa võid oma asju delegeerida.
Is that this person is not just taking your rules and applying them.
Et see inimene ei võta lihtsalt sinu reegleid ja ei rakenda neid.
But that your rules, your nature,
sinu reeglid ja sinu loo,
your character,
sinu karakter,
is actually formed in the manager.
Saab tegelikult kujundatud selles juhatajas või manageris.
And when he's applying that which you have, what God has deposited into him.
Ja tema rakendab kõike seda, mis Jumal on temasse pannud. Seal.
And that's really what son means.
Ja see ongi see, mida poeg tähendab.
And that's really also the difference between being a servant and being a son.
Ja tegelikult see ongi, mida poeg tähendab.
Servants can say, don't do it like that.
Teenija võib öelda, ära tee seda nii.
But son say, do it like this.
Poeg ütleb, tee nii. Las ma näitan sulle.
And that's God's desire.
Ja see on Jumala igatsus.
God is looking for children.
Jumal otsib lapsi.
We carry his DNA.
Me kanname tema DNA-d.
We are made in image and likeness.
Me oleme tehtud tema kuju ja sarnasuse järgi.
And this is the reason why we exist.
Ja see on põhjus, miks me eksisteerime.
And now I want to say something controversial.
Ja nüüd ma ütlen midagi vastuolulist.
But I want you to understand with what heart this comes from.
Aga ma tahan, et sa mõistaksid, millisest südamest see tuleb.
Genesis does not say.
Esimese Moosese raamat ei ütle.
That we were made to worship.
Et meid tehti tema ülistamiseks.
It more specifically does not say.
Ja konkreetselt ei öelda.
In terms of worship as we understand it.
Selles,
Sunday morning before the work.
Selles ülistuse tähenduses, mida meie peame silmas pühapäeva hommikul enne sõna, see ülistuse osa.
It is something we do.
See on midagi, mida me teeme.
Because we love.
Sest me armastame.
But it's not the reason we are.
Aga see ei ole põhjus, miks me siin oleme.
We exist.
Meie eksisteerime.
To be image and likeness.
Et olla kuju ja sarnasus.
That's why we were placed here.
Sellepärast meid seati siia.
Now, to finish off this little verse here.
Et lõpetada nüüd see väike salm siin.
We are changed into the same image.
Meid on muudetud samasse kujusse.
And maybe this is not so obvious to people.
Ja võib-olla see ei ole nii ilmne inimestele.
That this is actually, the image and likeness is actually a process.
Et see kuju ja sarnasus on tegelikult protsess.
It's actually a process that we partake.
See on tegelikult protsess, millest me osa võtame.
Besides just us in this age, in 2020,
ja pealegi meie selles ajajärgus praegu 2020.
It's something that Adam and Eve.
See on midagi, mida Adam ja Eva.
Abraham.
Ja Abraham.
Isaac.
Ja Isaac.
And Joseph.
Ja Joosef.
And Judah.
Ja Juuda.
And Jesus.
Ja Jeesus.
And Paul.
Ja Paulus.
And John.
Ja Johannes.
and me
ja mina
and you
ja sina
are still part of.
Millest me ikka veel osa oleme.
This thing is bigger than one age.
On suurem kui ainult üks ajastu.
Or one particular generation.
Või üks konkreetne põlvkond.
It is transgenerational.
See on üle põlvkondade.
Transformation.
Muutus, üle põlvkondade.
Paul explains it like this. He says, we are changed.
Paulus selgitab seda nii, et meid muudetakse.
Into the same image.
Samasuguseks kujuks.
And now he explains the process like this.
Ja nüüd ta selgitab seda protsessi niimoodi.
He says this process.
Ta ütleb, et see protsess.
Of being formed into the image of God.
Et meid muudetakse Jumala kujuks, sarnaseks.
From glory.
On aust.
To glory.
Ausse.
It tells me two important things.
Ja see ütleb mulle kahte olulist asja.
How does this work?
Kuidas see toimib?
It is progressive.
See on progressiivne.
From glory.
Aust, ausse.
In other words, the reputation is not just formed by miracle.
Teisi sõnu, see reputatsioon või maine ei sünni ühe ime nagu ime kaudu.
It's very important.
See on väga oluline.
The reputation is formed through process.
See maine kujuneb protsessi kaudu. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In fact, this is why I believe that this process is so important, and it's more important than miracles.
Sellepärast ma usun, et see protsess on nii oluline ja see on veel olulisem kui imed.
Because miracles do not form the reputation of God in us.
Sest imed ei kujunda Jumala mainet.
It solves current problems.
Jumala maine ei koosne nendest. See lahendab hetke probleeme.
But it's the process from glory to glory that actually forms the image and likeness of God in us.
Aga see on protsess austausse, mis tegelikult toodab Jumala kujuks meie sees.
I would like to put a challenge to you.
Ma tahan esitada väljakutse teile.
That we don't become the type of Christians. The type of Christians that live from miracle to miracle.
Kes elavad imest imesse.
Or that spend all our time trying to find the next supernatural experience.
Või kes veedavad aega selles, et kogeda järgmist üleloomulikku kogemust.
Or manifestation for that matter.
Või ka mingit ilmingut.
But that we would be those who find purpose.
Vaid, et me oleksime need, kes leiavad eesmärgi protsessis.
God is interested in the process.
Jumal on huvitatud sellest protsessist.
I can really say a lot of things about this. I don't want to go off on a tangent, but the process is the most important thing.
Ma võiks öelda palju asju selle kohta, aga ma praegu ei tee seda.
Some would call this process suffering.
Mõned nimetavad seda protsessi kannatuseks.
There is purpose in suffering.
Kannatuses on eesmärk.
In fact,
tegelikult,
there is a very strong correlation between suffering and glory in the scriptures.
Tegelikult on väga suur korrelatsioon au ja kannatuse vahel.
How does it work?
Kuidas see toimib?
If we suffer together.
Kui me kannatame koos.
We are glorified.
Siis meid austatakse.
Yeah. Always suffering.
Alati kannatus.
Then glory.
Ja siis au.
There's a relationship.
Seal on üks suhe.
Yeah. Suffering, the New Testament word for suffering.
Uue testamendi sõna kannatuse jaoks.
Is the word experience.
On kogemus.
And by the nature of the word.
Ja sõna loomuse poolest, mida see sõna endas kannab.
In itself, it's not necessarily bad experience or good experience. It just means experience.
Siis see ei pea tähendama kas halba või head kogemust, see on lihtsalt kogemus.
Let me give you an example.
Toon näite.
Suffer the little children to come unto me.
Yeah, that doesn't work in Estonia. Eesti keeles on laske lapsukesed tulla minu juurde, inglise keeles on kannatage lapsed minu juurde tulla.
In other words, that word they're used for suffer the little children is the same word that's used for suffering produces glory.
Aga see on see sama sõna, mida seal kasutatakse, mis tähendab, et mis toob esile selle, et kannatus toob au.
The point is, it's the experience.
Mõte on selles, et see on kogemus.
It's walking through the valley of the shadow of death.
Et see on läbi surmavarju kõndimine.
That teaches us that God is our shepherd.
Mis õpetab meile, et Jumal on meie karjane.
On a more philosophical level.
Philosophical.
Yeah.
Filosoofilisel tasemel.
We can ask the question.
Me võime küsida küsimuse.
Why would God even allow?
Miks Jumal üldse laseks?
Any of this.
Üldse sellist asju juhtuda.
Why didn't he just make it exactly like he wanted?
Miks ta ei teinud seda just nii nagu tema tahtis?
Why didn't he just build into Adam and Eve the ability not to sin?
Miks ta ei ehitanud Aadamasse ja Eevasse võimet mitte pattu teha? Well, why then?
I mean, if you were God.
Kui sina oleks Jumal.
You know, I would just make it the way I want it.
Ma teeks ju asjad nii, nagu ma ise tahan.
Yeah. I just make Adam and Eve that can't choose right or wrong.
Ma oleks teinud Aadama ja Eeva, kes ei saa valida õige ja vale vahel.
And they'll just stay in the garden forever. Have babies and look after the trees.
Ma oleks sinna aela igaviseks jäänud lapsi sünnitanud ja hulkanud.
Why allow?
Miks lubada?
Why give them the ability?
Või miks anda neile võime valida?
Against him.
Tema vastu.
That's a good question.
See on hea küsimus.
It's a valid question.
Õige küsimus. Õigustatud küsimus.
I believe the answer lies somewhere.
Ma usun, et vastus on kusagil.
In the idea.
Selles mõttes.
That it's actually our experience.
Et see on tegelikult meie kogemus.
In the process of being able to choose.
Selles protsessis, kus sa oled võimeline valima.
Wrong or right.
Õige või vale.
That makes us and forms us into the image of God.
Mis see, mille tõttu me saamegi kujuneda Jumala kuju sarnaseks.
It is not possible for true love to exist.
Ei ole võimalik tõelisel armastusel eksisteerida.
If he made people who can't choose against.
Kui ta oleks teinud inimesed, kes ei saa valida tema vastu.
True love.
Tõeline armastus.
True agape.
Tõeline agape.
Can only exist.
Saab eksisteerida ainult.
When I can choose not to love you, brother.
Juhul, kui ma valin sind mitte armastada.
It's only because I can choose not to love you.
Ainult selle tõttu, et ma võin valida sind mitte armastada.
That my choice to love you means anything.
Siis, et üldse see minu valik sind armastada üldse midagi tähendab.
And it seems to me like what God is after.
Ja mulle tundub, et see, mille järel Jumal on.
Is not a robotic human race that says yes sir.
Ei ole robotlik inimrass, kes alati ütleb jah, yes sir.
A human race that's been pre-programmed to obey every command.
Inimrass, kes on eelprogrammeeritud kõikidele käskudele kuuletuma.
He chose it not to be like that.
Tema valis, et see ei ole nii.
Because he wants true relationship with us.
Sest ta tahab tõelist suhet meiega.
You can imagine if you entered a marriage.
Sa võid ette kujutada, kui sa abiellud.
And there at the altar.
Ja seal altaril.
The pastor or the priest says, okay.
Preester või pastor ütleb.
France.
Hästi, France.
Now insert the computer chip in your wife's brain.
Nüüd pane see arvuti kiip oma naise ajusse.
The one you programmed last night on your computer.
Eile oma arvuti ära programmeerisid.
So that your wife would know exactly how to treat you.
It's an idea that's accepted, but it's impossible.
So you know you program that thing. Coffee 7 times a day.
9:30,
10:30, 11:30.
Coffee 7 korda päevas, täpselt kella ajal.
Intimacy every night.
Lähedus intiimsus iga õhtu.
Make food every afternoon.
Teed toitu iga õhtu.
Put the chip in. And your wife has no choice. But to do as you have programmed. You will never have love. This will be a loveless relationship. It's only worth anything. Because some mornings she does not want to make a
contract.
And she can choose to not do so.
Ja ta vali ometi.
It's only a place of love.
Sorry, that was didn't come over, but
it's all right. See, it's only a place of true love.
See on ainult tõelise armastuse paigas.
Because she can leave you at any moment.
Selle tõttu, et tema võib valida sind iga hetk jätta. Tõeline armastus selle tõttu.
It's the only reason why there's anything that's valuable.
See on ainult põhjus.
My point is this.
Miks armastus on väärtuslik?
My point is this.
Mu mõte on see.
That the experience is what forms us.
On see, mis meid kujundab.
And that the quality of being
ja olemise kvaliteet,
that God has destined for us to be,
mida Jumal on määranud meil olla,
cannot come about by pre-programming.
See ei saa tulla eelneval programmeerimise kaudu.
But comes about by walking through the valley of the shadow of death.
Vaid see tuleb esile läbi surma varju oru kõndides.
See only place and only way that true love can exist.
Ja see on ainus viis, kuidas tõeline armastus.
So verse 18 ends off.
Ja salm 18 lõpeb.
By saying.
Öeldes.
All of this.
Et seda kõike.
All of this.
Seda kõike.
Is by the Spirit.
Teeb vaim.
There is a driving force.
Seal on üks selline liikuma panev jõud.
The driving force that turns this potential into kinetic energy.
Mis teeb sellest potentsiaalist kineetilise energia.
Something called gravity.
Selle nimi on gravitatsioon.
It forces the potential into movement.
See lükkab selle
It turns the potential, it converts the potential.
Teeb sellest potentsiaalist liikumise.
The driving force.
See liikuma panev jõud.
For the changing.
Muutumisele.
For the transformation.
Sellele muutumise transformatsioon.
For the hope of glory.
Au viilguse lootus.
Is the Spirit of God.
See jõud on Jumala vaim.
I want to say I'm going to say something controversial, so I just prepare you a little bit, then it's not so much.
Valmistan teid iga kord ette, kui ma ütlen, et ma ütlen nüüd midagi vastuolulist.
The Spirit of God.
Jumala vaim.
Is not located.
Ei asu.
Anywhere in this universe.
Kusagil selles universumis.
More accurately.
Täpsemini.
Than in your heart.
Kui sinu südames.
Amen. This is very important.
See on väga oluline.
I'll say it again.
Ütlen uuesti.
Let me put it another way.
Ütlen seda teist viisi.
There is no place.
Ei ole paika.
In this massive universe of ours.
Selles tohutus universumis.
You know how big this universe is big, right?
Teate, kui suur on universum, eks? See on suur.
It's mind-blowing big. There is no place in this universe.
Ei ole ühti paika selles universumis.
Where God is more accurately located.
Kus Jumal on täpsemini, kus täpsemini Jumal asuks.
Than in you.
Kui sinu sees.
Yeah. Think about that.
Mõtle sellele.
And this is the mystery.
See on see saladus.
That the New Testament makes real.
Mille Uus Testament teeb reaalseks.
You are the temple.
Sina oled see tempel.
You.
Sina.
You. You know when they built that tabernacle?
Kui nad ehitasid seda koguse telgi.
When Solomon eventually built this majestic temple.
Ja kui Salomon ehitas lõpuks selle suure majesteetliku templi.
And I think it's the writer of Hebrews that tells us that he built it according to a heavenly pattern.
Ja Hebra raamat ilmselt ütleb, räägib sellest, et ta ehitas selle taevase mudeli kohaselt.
It was beautiful.
See oli imeline.
It was majestic.
See oli majesteetlik.
It was relevant.
See oli asjakohane.
It was functional.
See oli toimiv.
It was ordered by God.
See oli Jumala poolt korraldatud.
But it was only a picture.
Aga see oli vaid pilt.
It was only a shadow.
See oli vaid vari.
Of the realities.
Sellest reaalsusest.
Of the new covenant.
Mis on uus leping.
Emmanuel.
Immanuel.
God.
Jumal.
With us.
Meiega.
Emmanuel is not a word we use at Christmas.
Immanuel ei ole see sõna, mida me jõuludel kasutame.
It is the promise of God to us.
See on Jumala tõotus meile.
I will come and make my dwelling in you.
Ma tulen ja teen oma eluaseme teie sisse.
John 14.
Johannese 14.
15, 16, 17.
15, 16, 17.
These chapters.
Need peatükid.
Are about God promising through Jesus.
Räägivad sellest, kuidas Jumal tõotas läbi Jeesuse.
That he is making his place of choice of dwelling in us.
Et ta teeb oma valitud elupaigaks.
And that he will never leave us nor forsake us.
Ja et ta kunagi ei jäta meid maha ega hülga meid.
And that surely what he has promised.
Ja tõesti see, mida tema on tõotanud.
Will surely come to pass.
See tõesti saab toimuma.
The devil doesn't really feature here in this play.
Et kurat ei figureeri seal.
The devil is like a weed.
Kurat on nagu umbrohi.
Next to the seed.
Seemne kõrval.
But it's quickly uprooted and all the powers are taken.
Aga ta eemaldatakse kiiresti ja kõik vägi võetakse temalt.
The enemy is not God's opposite.
Vaenlane ei ole Jumala nagu vastand.
He's a created being.
Ta on loodud olend.
He cannot stop the plan.
Tema ei saa peatada plaani.
The New Testament shows us that God had made the enemy of no effect.
Uus Testament näitab meile, et Jumal on vaenlasel võtnud igasuguse võimu
väärt. He has rendered him powerless.
Ta on jätnud ta väärtuks.
The Greek word is katarcheo.
Kreeka sõna on
katarcheo.
Katarcheo.
Do you know what it means?
Kas te teate, mis see tähendab?
Nothing.
Mitte midagi.
It means nothing.
See tähendab mitte midagi. Mina ei saa seda.
Katarcheo.
Katarcheo.
It means nothing.
See tähendab mitte midagi.
The point I'm trying to make.
See mõte, mis ma tahan esile tuua.
Is that you can't live in fear.
On see, et sa ei saa elada hirmus.
Of the enemy.
Vaenlase hirmus.
It's not worth it.
See ei ole seda väärt.
It's not worth your time.
See ei ole väärt su aega.
Yes.
Yeah.
Live in awe.
Ela aukartuses.
Of God's promise.
Jumala tõotuste aukartuses.
Of the move of the Spirit.
Jumala vaimu liikumises.
Yeah. All we do is resist. The enemy. Okay, I think I've got 10 minutes left and we're going to break for lunch and I feel like I want to start John. So we can turn to the book of John. And I want to I'm painting a picture. And I want to color it in some more.
Ja ma tahan seda natuke rohkem värvida.
So if we turn to the book of John, the Apostle John. Very famous John 1, and I might just get stuck on John.
Lihtsalt Johannese esimene peatükk, Johannese evangeelium. Ja mul on tunne, et ma võin siin kinni jääda.
I'm doubting whether we should actually start. I'm worried that we're not going to get finished. But let's do. John 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God.
Algusest siis. Alguses oli sõna ja sõna oli Jumal juures ja sõna oli Jumal.
And it's this word logos.
Ja see sõna logos.
That becomes flesh.
See saab sõna. See saab lihaks.
Easy way to understand the Word of God in terms of the logos.
Lihtne viis, kuidas mõista Jumala sõna sellest logos.
To think of it as the mind of God.
On mõelda sellest kui Jumala meelest.
The grand architecture.
See suur arhitekt.
And what happens in Jesus is that this logos, which no one can see.
Ja nüüd, mis juhtus Jeesuses, on see logos, mida keegi ei näe.
No one can truly understand.
Keegi päriselt ei mõista.
It becomes visible for us.
See saab meie jaoks nähtavaks.
So in Jesus, it's like the mind of God, that which God is thinking, if I may say that, it becomes visible.
Jeesus saab nagu, Jumala mõtlemine saab nähtavaks.
And the beautiful thing about Jesus,
Ja imeline asi Jeesuse puhul
is not only does it show us
on see, et see mitte ainult ei näita meile
what the mind of God looks like.
Milline Jumala meel on.
At the same time it shows us
vaid samal ajal see näitab meile ka
what God thinks of us.
Mida Jumal mõtleb meist.
What God thinks of flesh.
Mida Jumal mõtleb lihast.
It shows us the potential
see näitab potentsiaali
that flesh has
mis lihal on
when it is filled with the spirit.
Kui see saab täidetud vaimuga.
Hey, let's go to and I don't want to say too much more about that, but I want to go to verse 14.
Lähme salmi 14.
The word was made flesh.
Sõna sai lihaks.
And dwelt amongst us.
Ja elas meie keskel.
Then there's a portion in brackets, I'm going to leave that out for a second.
Ja siin on üks osa sulgudes, mille ma jätan.
It dwelt amongst us.
Hetkeks. Ja see elas meie keskel.
Full of grace and truth.
Täis armu ja tõde.
Right. So if we had to write this out.
Et kui sa peaks selle kirjutama välja, siis
if you take the word,
kui sa võtad selle sõna
and you add flesh to it,
ja lisad sellele liha,
it is something that is full,
siis see on midagi, mis on täis
of grace,
armu
and truth.
Ja tõde.
Right. And we know that this is Jesus.
Armu ja tõde. Right. Ja me Jesus näeme, et see on Jeesus.
Was full of grace and truth.
Jeesus right. Oli täis armu ja tõde.
But now there's a portion in brackets.
Aga nüüd on üks osa siin nii-öelda
sulgudes. The portion in brackets is important.
Ja see osa sulgudes on oluline.
Because it talks about glory.
Sest see räägib aust.
And I would suspect that if you take the word of God, the mind of God, the grand architecture of God.
Ja kui me võtame selle Jumala meele ja selle Jumala see suur
and you put it in human form.
Mõtlemine ja me paneme selle inim kujusse.
You should see glory.
Siis sa peaksid nägema au.
If glory at its elementary level means the reputation of God.
Kui algelises tähenduses Jumala au tähendab Jumala mainet.
And God takes his word, he takes who he is and he makes it flesh.
Ja Jumal võtab oma sõna selle, kes ta on ja teeb selle lihaks.
You expect to see the reputation of God plainly.
Siis sa ootad ju, et sa näeksid Jumala mainet väga selgelt.
This is one of the most beautiful things about God or the incarnation, as we would say.
See on üks imelisemaid asju, mida me näeme nii-öelda selle inkarnatsiooniga või lihaks saamisega.
In the incarnation.
Selles inkarnatsioonis.
We don't, please understand what I'm about to say. I love the scriptures, I love the prophets, but we don't
Ma mõistan, mida ma ütlen, et
we don't have to rely on the prophets to tell us about God.
Me armastan pühakirja, aga me ei pea sõltuma või toetuma prohvetitele, et teada seda, et sõltuda prohvetitest selles, mida me teame Jumala kohta.
When we can see him walk plainly.
Kui me võime näha teda ilmselt kõndimas või väga selgelt.
We could see him love people.
Me näeme teda armastamas inimesi.
There's no more doubt for us.
Ei ole enam kahtlust meie jaoks.
Of what his heart looks like.
Milline tema süda välja näeb.
Because of Jesus.
Jeesuse pärast.
Look, I'll be honest with you.
Ma olen aus teiega.
If you only had the Old Testament.
Kui sul oleks ainult Vana Testament.
It's a bit tricky.
Päris keerukas.
Yeah. A bit tricky. It gets a bit tricky. To try and find the character of God.
Keerukas leida Jumala karakterit.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that today.
Ma ei taha sellest täna rääkida, aga
God obviously knew this, it would be quite tricky.
Jumal ilmselgelt teadis, et see saab keerukas olema.
So he decided, I'll just come and manifest myself.
Siis ta ütles, et ma tulen ja ilmutan ennast.
There'll be no more doubt
as to
what I am.
Enam kahtlust selles, mis ma olen ja kes ma olen.
In other words, what we see in him giving his life for us.
Teisi sõnu, mida me näeme teda andmas oma elu meile.
There is no Old Testament scripture.
Siis ei ole Vana Testamenti kirja kohta.
That can try and tell us that God doesn't love humanity.
Siis ei ole Vana Testamenti kirja kohta, mis saaks püüda meile öelda, et Jumal ei armasta inimkonda.
I can say it in another way.
Ma võin teisiti öelda.
We can't use any Old Testament scripture.
Me ei saa kasutada ühtegi Vana Testamendi kirja.
To try and show that God does not love us.
Et püüda näidata, et Jumal ei armasta meid.
It's because he came and demonstrated it himself.
Sest ta ise tuli ja demonstreeris seda meile.
And this is the beautiful thing about what Jesus was.
Ja see on see ilus asi sellest, okay. Kes Jeesus oli.
So in brackets it says, and we saw his glory.
Ja siin siis ütleb see sulgude osa. Ja me nägime tema au kirkust.
We saw his glory.
Nägime tema au.
The glory of the only begotten of the Father.
Isast ainusündinu au. Au kirkust.
So in this verse, this is the kind of I think it's called parentheses that's or brackets that's placed.
He's
saying this logos when it became flesh in Jesus.
Aga see logos, kes sai lihaks Jeesuses.
It carried something.
See kandis midagi.
Right. It was called the glory of God.
Ja selle nimi oli Jumala au.
The reputation of God.
Jumala reputatsioon.
This glory is full of grace and truth.
See au on täis armu ja tõde.
Which is very interesting to us because it seems like he is saying that when you find the glory of God at its core.
Sest see on meile huvitav, sest kui me leiame Jumala au selle tõelise sisu poolest.
You're going to find grace.
Siis sa leiad armu.
And you're going to find truth.
Ja sa leiad tõe.
Right? It's beautiful.
See on ilus.
And then it adds this.
Ja siis see lisab.
Saying that Jesus is the only begotten of the Father.
Et Jeesus on ainusündinu isast.
Right? Correct?
On nii.
Now, the only begotten of the Father. This is an interesting thing.
Ainusündinu isast.
Because there are many other scriptures in the New Testament that calls him the firstborn.
See on huvitav sellepärast, et paljud teised kirjakohad Uues Testamentis ütlevad, et ta on esmasündinu.
So which one is?
Mis see siis on? Kumb see on?
Which one is it? Is it firstborn or only begotten? It's both in the scripture. So, I mean...
Kas on ainusündinu või...
This time
it
says
it's called
the same. In this time it was only and firstborn.
Okay, I think...
Et alguses oli...
I think you're on the right track, or at least the way I understand it, but...
Suunas.
Good. Okay.
Mitte eesti keeles ka siis.
Samal sel hetkel ta oli ainusündinu ja...
Sel hetkel oli ainusündine.
Ja esimese
sai. Okay, at that moment he was only begotten and then became the
firstborn. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I was the only begotten of my family.
Mina olin ainusündine oma perekonnas.
Yeah. Until I was 3 years old.
Kuni olin 3-aastane.
After that they didn't call me the only begotten.
Pärast seda enam ei olnud ainusündinu.
Then they called me the firstborn.
Ja siis mind nimetati esmasündinuks.
Why?
Miks?
My sister was born.
Mu õde sündis.
I know you don't like this.
Ma tean, ei teile meeldi see. We do like it.
You do? Oh, well, okay. I know a lot of people don't like it.
Paljudele see ei meeldi.
And find it very hard when Jesus calls us in Hebrews his brothers.
Ja nende jaoks on raske see, kui Jeesus nimetab meid Heebrea kirjas oma vendadeks.
It's very hard.
See on päris raske mõista.
It's very hard.
Raske.
It's very hard when the writer of Hebrews says that he wants to bring many sons to glory.
Ja raske on eriti, kui Heebrea kirjutaja ütleb, et ta tahab tuua paljusid poegi ausse.
It's hard, but it's there.
See on raske, aga see on seal.
You can ignore it if you want.
Sa võid seda eirata.
You can tear off that page if you like.
Sa võid isegi leheküljele välja rebida, kui tahad.
Just be careful, there's some very nice scriptures on the other side.
Aga ole ettevaatlik, sest teised pool lehte on väga heid kirjakohti.
But we have to.
Aga me
peame. We have to deal with the idea.
Tegelema selle mõttega.
That we are the children of God.
Et me oleme Jumala lapsed.
Yeah.
We have to face it.
Meil tuleb sellega vastakuti seista või...
We cannot no longer ignore it.
Me ei saa seda enam eirata.
In humility.
Alandlikkuses.
Yeah.
We have to face
who we are.
Meil tuleb vastu võtta see, kes me oleme.
To everyone who believes.
Kõigile, kes usuvad.
He gave the power.
Andis ta väe.
The legitimate judicial authority.
Seadusliku juriidilise õiguse.
To be called the sons of God.
Et neid nimetatakse Jumala poegadeks.
Now look, you are not Jesus, right?
Sina ei ole Jeesus.
I am not Jesus.
Mina ei ole Jeesus.
But you are a child of God.
Aga sa oled Jumala laps.
And God does have an expectation of his children.
Ja Jumalal on ootused oma lastele.
That we will mature.
Et me kasvaksime küpseks.
And that we will stand up and say.
Ja me tõuseksime üles ja ütleksime.
Father.
Isa.
Would you like a coffee?
Kas sa tahaksid tassi kohvi?
He expects it from us.
Ootab seda.
Bless you guys. Thank you for listening to me. We're going to take a break. Thanks.